Keeping your application secure by evolving OAuth 2.0 and OpenID Connect. Welcome to this talk here at FOSDEM. Happy to be here. I'm one of the Keycloak maintainers. There are about 10 Keycloak maintainers at the moment. And let's give it a start. So it's all about this epic quest of single sign-on and a little bit more than single sign-on, of course. You want to share your identity and delegate resource access to selected services. So that's the high-level goal of what we want to do. And we want to do that, of course, securely. We want to keep our credentials secure so we share then eventually our credentials with an identity provider, but not with the applications. And we want to let applications operate on our data when they're permitted. So all the internet is about APIs, and we want to then have applications interact on APIs on our behalf when and if we want that. So that's very high level abstraction. And where do we come from? So we come from, well, SAML, SAML 2.0, that's XML, that's 2005. And it worked very well for single sign-on. So you can authenticate to an application and they know it's you and we have assertions and all that. But then we looked for great alternatives that were not XML to do like posting funny pictures on social media. So they came up with OAuth 2.0. Well, OAuth 1.0 was then considered too complex to post pictures on social media. And then OAuth 2.0 was just the right complexity, just the right security to post those funny memes and reply on things. And OpenID Connect came eventually because we also want to do like a little bit of identity to it. And that's like more than 10 years ago. That's the past. We made some decisions. And then we found out, well, something that's good to post a picture on Twitter is not good enough to do actually banking with it. So people sat down, and then in 2021, they came up with FAPI 1.0. That's like the basis of open banking. So in a lot of countries, you can now use open banking. Your banks still have your account and do the proper money stuff with it, but FinOps can connect to your accounts and to have better account management, analyze your transactions, all these things. And by the way, all these slides are already uploaded, so they are linked from the FOSDEM talk page in the PDF, and you can just also click the links and whatever on there. So that was 2021, and it was so popular that they now evolved it, and you know, last year they had the best current practice of OAuth 2.0 as an RFC published. So I think that's a very, very humble title, best current practice. And also FAPI 2.0 was published last year, and so FAPI 1.0, it was then a great marketing success, I have to say, when it comes to the name FAPI. And then they still call it FAPI 2.0, the F for financial originally, but then the F also for the F in e-health and the F in public e-government services. And of course, it's going to be better, even better this year. Like the very latest OAuth 2.1 is about to be published this year. There's already a draft, but it will not be so much different from FAPI 2.0, I would say, and the current best practice. So what I'm doing today is mostly focusing on FAPI 2.0, but the concepts will apply to OAuth 2.1 as well. And what the FAPI people really did well, at least, well, especially in the 2.0 world here, they wrote down their security assumptions. Like, what are we assuming then is secure, what is not secure, and how do attackers work in that space of OpenID Connect and all the infrastructure that powers our applications today? And they came up with some attacker personas, and then what is assumed to be secure and what can be compromised. And they assume, well, TLS is safe. Okay, it's except when there's maybe a heartbeat or something. But they assume it's secure, and we will have more details when you are safe to assume that TLS is secure. All this sharing of public keys is also assumed to be secure when you do it in the right way with JWKS for OpenID Connect. And browsers and endpoints are assumed to be reasonably secure. And finally, identities and session management, at least in the scope of FAPI 2.0, are also considered secure. So what that means, for example, FAPI doesn't care about stolen passwords. It doesn't care about stolen cookies so much when it comes to maybe a session cookie of an IDP. That's a different topic. It's more considered out of scope and hopefully handled well by your respective IDP. And that the identities maybe use strong authentication, that's also not part of FAPI. But that leaves a lot of things to do really secure OpenID Connect on OAuth 2. So the attacker models they have in FAPI 2.0, they're also listed and numbered. Let's have a short look at that. So we have web attackers. The web attackers can call basically any URI. Well, they make the users click on links, but they can't break encryption. They can't break TLS. So that's this attacker type number one. Attacker type number two, they will spy on the network, but they again can't break TLS encryption. So that's where the good TLS encryption comes into play as well. Some people might be, like maybe browser plugins or so, might again spy what is happening in the browser.